We're looking at two well-known critics from New York's 1960s and 70s downtown art scene. Both were respected writers, intellectuals, and advocates of formal innovations in art. David Borden, on the right, looks like he's just come from his job at Life magazine, where he was assistant editor when this painting was made. Next to him, unshaven, half-undressed, Gregory Batcock appears unpresentable. He faces forward with his legs splayed apart, modeling brightly colored socks and briefs that draw attention to body parts rarely seen in public. Artist Alice Neal wants you to know more about these two subjects than a proper formal portrait could tell. She hints at intertwined public and private selves. Indeed, the two were lovers, as well as frequent artistic collaborators in the films of artist Andy Warhol. Neal teases out the tension between the two men. There's intimacy, yes, but notice how their knees and feet don't quite touch, even though they sit so closely together. Borden looks at Neal and us with a composed face and relaxed but commanding posture. Meanwhile, Batcock stares dreamily at some point in the distance. The play of light and the artist's gaze reveal his unguarded body, his vulnerability. Neal captured the natural human complexity of thousands of subjects over her long career. Taken together, her paintings create an insightful portrait of an historic era of social change.